I'm Dodd Morris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. 3 years ago, the world watched a video depicting 21 Christians being martyred by ISIS. Why? Because they refused to renounce their faith. But on March 1st, a new church in Egypt was dedicated in their honor. And in the time since ISIS released this video, many have taken notice on how Christians in the region have responded with love instead of hate. Sat 7, a satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa, has witnessed this. Sat 7's CEO and founder, Dr. Terence Ascott, shares.
And it's left an incredible mark on Muslims in Egypt. They just look at them and say, well, what are these people made of? That's what one television presenter said. Are these real people that can forgive those that have killed their loved ones?
And that reaction has been a testimony. Please pray for God to continue to bring good out of what is intended for evil in this region. And tomorrow is International Women's Day. Transworld Radio empowers women through prayer groups. TWR's Dr. Peggy Banks saw the impact in Zanzibar, where she met Elizabeth.
When she was 15, she was gang raped by a group of Muslim boys in that village and left really to die out there. She was filled with anger, of course, and shame, and didn't want to tell her pastor, father, and her mother what had happened until she found out that she was pregnant. Her mother immediately brought her daughter, 15, into this TWR Women of Hope prayer group. And the women started praying with her. It came to where Elizabeth believed and knew that God had a plan for her, and this child was going to be a gift.
Please pray that God will heal women like Elizabeth, and find your place in the story at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Open Doors USA is offering a free ebook called Why Do You Persecute Me? Look for the links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. For Ruth Kramer, I'm Dodd Morris.